down the hill, and then up the alley to her house, the city lights giving way to those so well known and so familiar. The O'Neills, where a golden glow spilled out over the dogwood tree, the Soulards with their dark stretch of garden, and finally the Margolis lawn, moonflowers growing wild up the hillside in the summertime, beautiful and chaotic. Houses in a row like so many steps down a hill, and then, finally, her own. She paused in the alley, looking at her tall, narrow house. She had closed the blinds, she was sure of it, but now they were open, and she could see clearly through the dining room windows. The chandelier glowed over the table where Phoebe had spread out her yarns. She was bent over the loom, moving the shuttle back and forth, calmly, intently. Rain was curled on her lap, a fluffy orange ball. Caroline watched, worried at how vulnerable her daughter seemed, how exposed to the world that swirled so mysteriously in the darkness behind her. She frowned, trying to remember that moment, her hand turning the narrow plastic stick and the blinds falling closed. Then she glimpsed a movement deeper in the house, a shadow shifting beyond the French doors to the living room. Caroline caught her breath, startled but not yet alarmed, and then the shadow took shape, and she relaxed. This was no stranger, but only Al, home early from his travels, puttering through the house. She was surprised and strangely gladdened. Al had been taking more jobs and was often gone 2 weeks at a time. But here he was. He had come home. He had opened the blinds, giving her this moment to savor, this glimpse of her life contained within these brick walls, framed by the buffet she had refinished, the ficus tree she had not yet managed to kill off, the layers of glass and paint she'd washed so lovingly all these years. Phoebe glanced up from her work, staring unseeing out the window at the dark, wet lawn, running her hand along the cat's soft back. Al walked through the room, holding a cup of coffee in one hand. He stood beside her and gestured to the rug she was weaving with his cup. It was raining harder now. Her hair was soaked, but Caroline didn't move. What had been an emptiness outside the tavern window, a bleak vacancy real enough and fearful, was banished by the sight of her family. Rain hit her cheeks and streaked down the windows, beaded on her good wool coat. She took off her gloves and fumbled in her purse for her keys, then realized that the door would be unlocked. In the darkness of the lawn, as the eternal cars swooshed past on the freeway, their headlights catching in the dense lilac bushes she'd planted as a screen so many years ago, Caroline stood still a moment longer. This was her life, not the life she had once dreamed of, not a life her younger self would ever have imagined or desired, but the life she was living with all its complexities. This was her life, built with care and attention, and it was good. She shut her purse then. She climbed the steps. She pushed the back door open and went home.